Now let's go back to the impact analysis spreadsheet you've begun. Enter the risks for assets listed here and scored as critical importance with the rank of 3. If there's more than one risk for the asset, insert a new row in the spreadsheet and include the risk on the new line. You should end up with at least one risk for every asset in your list. Refer to the example spreadsheet if you need to review. Now consider how likely or how often a risk might occur using the same rankings as before. A 1 means unlikely, and a 3 means it's regular occurrence. Next, rate the impact of the risk's occurrence. A 1 means the risk would have very little impact, and a 3 means it has a great impact. These numbers will be calculated by the spreadsheet, and the result will be clearly displayed for you in the risk score column. No organization has the resources to address all risks, so you must prioritize the risks by criticality. The risk score is highlighted with the 3 colors of a stoplight to distinguish between critical, medium, and low risks. This impact analysis will serve as both a guide for your decision-making and as documentation of your due diligence.